Let's switch topics from the production agriculture side to the consumer side. You teased this a little bit earlier, talking about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is popularly or commonly known as food stamps. And there are some changes that have been proposed in the Trump budget. You and many other lawmakers, not that you're a lawmaker, at least not yet,
Not ever.
not ever, have labeled
Unless
it.
I go to England,
That's right.
right?
That's right. They've labeled those SNAP changes as dead on arrival. So tell us what those changes, what those proposed changes have been, and why are they dead on arrival? And particularly, maybe let's draw it back to Montana and the Northern Great Plains regions. Why would have those changes affected people in this region?
So essentially, the proposal is to cut benefits, partly through eligibility, but mainly cut in benefits by a third, and giving the states a mandate to fill in the gap. We know what happens with unfunded mandates. They remain unfunded. And so there's a very broad perspective within Congress on both sides of the political divide that these cuts are, quote, cruel, in that they are hitting at the poorest people in the communities, many of whom are already struggling, many of whom are, if they have a job, what are called the working poor, close to minimum wage, earning incomes that put them below the federal poverty line, and so on. And so Trump's proposals have been met with considerable hostility, uniform hostility on the side, on the Democratic side. But there are roughly 120 or thereabouts Republicans in urban districts. From a political perspective, they cannot support these cuts. Many members of the House on humanitarian grounds, on both sides of the House, believe these cuts are inappropriate. And so in the broader context, it is inconceivable that the actual funding cuts that have been proposed in the president's budget will survive. What may happen is that the able-bodied poor, as they're known, think of it as a young working man who wants to go surfing in California, that would be the poster child, may find that they have to be much more aggressive about finding work. Or they're going to be funded for under the Food Stamp program. The number of people that fall into that category is very, very small. In our history, we've had the Cadillac welfare mother recipient, which turned out to be false as a story. This sort of story is similarly not accurate. So the typical person on food stamps, and we're talking about over 90%, are either the elderly, the elderly poor, of which we have many. On average, the elderly are richer than the rest of the country, but within the elderly, there's a huge distribution of income gap. And so, taking what's almost literally viewed as bread out of the mouths of the poor is bad politics, and many people in Congress genuinely believe not defensible from an ethical perspective. And nobody believes that many of the states that would lose funding will actually, many of the states will make up the lost funding through their own efforts. That's why it's dead on arrival. In terms of Montana, we have well over 100,000 people who are recipients of food stamps. That's roughly 15 to 20 times the number of farms that receive substantial subsidies. So we're talking about that proposal having the largest effect on in terms of numbers of affected households, and perhaps in terms of impacts on their overall monthly income.